It's been a busy week over in Los Angeles with the E3 Electronic Entertainment Expo on this week, and all of the big video game companies have had some major announcements, including, of course, PlayStation. Speaking of which, I have Michael Ephraim, Managing Director of Sony Computer Entertainment, on the line to tell us about what's new. G'day, Michael.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm really well. I'm sorry I couldn't be in LA this year, but I trust you can help me out with some of the developments over there. It's certainly been a very exciting expo.
Yeah, very, very much so. I mean, for us, 3D is really making a major impression. When you see some of the games like Killzone and Gran Turismo 5 in 3D, people are starting to realize there's a whole nother level of gaming coming up. And Move has caught a lot of people's fancy as well. And we've got a great lineup of titles, so there's lots to communicate and for consumers to enjoy over the next 6 to 9 months.
Certainly, 3D is very exciting because you're the only video games company that's talking about 3D this year, really.
Yeah, we think as being part of the Sony group that the 3D gaming is instrumental in driving 3D take-up. So, you know, the televisions for Sony are now rolling out across the world. And, you know, other competitors have TVs as well. But I think when people experience 3D games, it really honestly takes them to a different level. You know, a lot of analysts have said that 3D games and sports would be a catalyst for take-up of 3D. Movies will obviously play a role as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Killzone, for example, when you see that in 3D and you got bullets and you know, shrapnel passing by your face, and the emotional involvement in the game is just much higher. So we think 3D gaming, especially for gamers that want an intense experience, a one-on-one experience with the content, we think 3D gaming will take off very fast.
And I think a lot of people would be looking forward to playing Gran Turismo 5 when it's released in 3D too.
Yes, and it's good to know that it will be November.
Great.
And the game looks absolutely brilliant. And in 3D, I played it here at the show. And let me tell you, the only problem with it is you get distracted looking at all the lovely scenery and you drive off the road. I'm sure people will adjust to that. But yeah, it looks absolutely great.
Awesome. Let's talk about something that's also coming up in the next couple of months, which is PlayStation Move. Tell us about that for people who aren't really across what Move is yet.
Yeah, so Move is our motion controller device. It'll launch September 16th in Australia. In fact, it'll launch a few days before the US.
Great.
It'll launch in Australia and Europe. Move will retail, the main controller will retail for $69.95, so very affordable.
Yes.
The secondary navigational controller will retail for $49.95. And for people who don't have the PlayStation Eye, there's a starter pack with the main controller, the camera, and a starter disc at $99.95. A lot of games are being planned. There's something like 40 games that'll be released between launch and Christmas. And the exciting thing about Move is that it enhances gameplay for social gamers. But I think the core gamers will be very impressed with games like SOCOM and Killzone and so on, because it really adds a whole new dimension to core gaming. Where, you know, you have a motion controller that is, by the way, extremely accurate.
Yes.
So, you know, we think it enhances and elevates the whole experience for core gamers and will definitely attract the family enthusiasts to PlayStation 3. So, you know, and if you look at PlayStation 3 now, with 3D TV, with Play TV, BD playback, the video download store, VidZone, it's really becoming the entertainment device of choice for the whole family.
Now, speaking of a choice, on the PlayStation Network, of course, ever since it started, it has been free to be part of that network, play games online for free. But now you've just announced something called the PlayStation Plus subscription service. How will that work for users?
Yeah, well, everything that people have had free on the PlayStation Network will remain free.
Right.
But for the real enthusiasts that use the PlayStation Network a lot, there will be a subscription, which will be price is TBC, but
okay.
It'll be around the $79 for a full 12-month period, or there'll be a shorter 3-month trial period that you can pay for, which will be, I think, $39. And what you'll get is you'll get features like where your firmware upgrades can be downloaded to your device overnight while you're sleeping, you know, not something you have to do while you've turned on your machine.
Yes.
There'll be lots of demo games available first, beta trials for games, discounting of games, discounts on games that are available on the PlayStation Network, and there are quite a few other little tidbits that I think the heavy users of PlayStation Network will really enjoy.
Okay, so everything that, like you said, everything that is currently free, such as online play and various other things, remains free, but this is kind of a premium service, if you like.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's a premium service. Yeah, everything that's free now is not being taken away at all. As you said, online gameplay is free, home, VidZone, you know, all that stuff is still free. This just adds another level for the real enthusiasts.
Okay, now just on E3 in general over there in Los Angeles, I know you have to be fairly balanced with what's coming out of Sony Computer Entertainment, but what has gotten you most excited personally out of all these big announcements and titles?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, it's hard to be balanced working for SE, but I mean, to be very honest, I think there's some huge titles coming up. You know, Assassin's Creed looks incredible. Call of Duty number whatever it is, 7, I think, looks great. Medal of Honor looks fantastic from EA. But, you know, that's great new content for gamers. There's a lot of it. But I think, you know, again, being very honest, the 3D is what really is exciting me, because it's a quantum leap from what the gamer is experiencing now to what they'll experience when they experience 3D gaming. So, but there is definitely a lot of choice and a lot of innovation. So for the whole gaming category, I think it's going to be a banner year, 2010 and going into 2011.
Yeah, certainly exciting times ahead. Michael Ephraim, thanks again for joining us all the way from LA. We'll see you back in Australia very soon.
Thanks, Andy.